Good morning. Thank you for joining us. You know, it is the summer and weather-related disasters happen all around us. Sometimes we think in Atlanta that, you know, nothing's going to happen, but then we wake up one morning and trees are down and we had a little tornado over here and high winds over here. And it's been a little crazy in the last few years. Mark McGilvray joins us. He is Senior Vice President of Claims at Allstate, and he's here to talk about the 2x4 approach to disaster preparedness. Good morning.
Good morning, Twanda. How are you?
Wonderful. You know, we always think in Atlanta, nothing's going to happen here, but we've had tornadoes and, you know, high winds, floods. Everything's been going on.
Yeah, you guys have actually been subject to a lot of different weather type events. You've got a lot of things going through, including, as you say, tornadoes, severe thunderstorms,
yes.
A ton of lightning happens in the Atlanta area, so there's a lot of things to prepare for.
So, and this is the season. How long is this season going to last for us?
Well, you know, it's almost like it seems like it's a 12-month out of the year that natural disasters happen. I think from a, you know, southern part of the U.S., you tend to end up with a spring and summer season that gets pretty extensive. So you can think of especially lightning, thunderstorm losses going all the way through the end of September into October. And then, as we know, hurricanes, you know, can go all the way up through November. Not that Atlanta is in a path, but you can get some remnants of hurricanes that come up through there.
And we do. We absolutely do. I remember once some years back, it was horrific. We thought we had the hurricane, but we didn't. We just got the remnants of it, but it was unbelievable. So talk about the 2x4 approach to disaster preparedness. You say there are only two things that we really need to know.
There are two things to help protect yourself and your family, and that obviously is the most critical thing. So the first one is have an evacuation plan. So think about this as if you had to get out of the house in a short period of time, how would you do that? What's the routes that people would take? Where would be your meeting spot? Where outside of the home would you want everyone to meet? Then you have to think about, if I had to get out of the area, so big storm was coming and we had an evacuation, if I had to get out of the area, where are we going? What are the routes to take? And a critical part of that is, who is our out-of-area contact? Is it a relative, a friend, someone that everybody in the family knows, to contact them, and they can help coordinate getting everybody back together? Because if the family does get separated for whatever reason, you really want to know how to be able to get back in touch with everybody and connect back up.
Now, that does
become critical. We do know also from a tornado perspective, there's often very little warning. So where is the safe place in the home? Where do I go in the house that is most protected? Often that's a downstairs or a basement interior room. A lot of folks end up in the downstairs bathroom, and maybe in the tub covered by blankets is the absolute right place to be. It's probably one of the most secure places in the home.
When they are evacuating, like our family's from Florida, and when they're evacuating, you know, those areas for hurricanes, tornadoes, like there's only one road out and you see just miles and miles. How do you get through that? How do you prevent that from happening? Are they waiting too late, or what's happening there?
I think a lot of people do wait a little bit too long. So as soon as the authorities say it's time to evacuate, it is time to evacuate. So that's where you'd want to have things like your emergency kit already prepared so you could pick it up, you could go, you could put it in the car, and you could start driving. It's also something as simple as make sure you've got a full tank of gas, because we've actually had people trying to evacuate run out of gas because the traffic jam has been so bad. So as soon as the authorities give you an indication it's time to go, don't wait. Don't think you're going to ride out the storm. Follow the authorities' recommendations and begin to evacuate.
You see a lot of people. This has happened over the years, especially in that flood zone in the Midwest and tornadoes. And we've waited it out before, and then they lose everything. And it's just unbelievable. I'm going, you're really going to wait that out?
Right.
But they do, and you see it all the time.
Yeah, and that's one of those things that if you get too comfortable, you know it's probably time to do it because, you know, you just don't know where it's going to hit, and you don't want to be the one in a really bad situation. So you're better off evacuating, being inconvenienced if the storm doesn't turn out as big as they thought, as compared to being in a place where you are at huge danger.
Exactly. So you talked about building an emergency kit or having an emergency kit. Tell us what's supposed to be in there.
Yeah, and the way I think about it is, if you were going to be out of your home for 24 hours, what would you need both from safety, security, and to make yourself as comfortable as possible? So obviously things like bottled water, some non-perishable food, things like flashlights, important papers. But I think people sometimes forget about things like prescription drugs or other things that they might really need every day, but not necessarily part of something they would put together just from a food and water perspective. So if just sit down and think about, if I was out of my house for 24 hours, what would I need to make myself comfortable?
Absolutely. And really, we've had some disasters where people were out forever, for a long time, and 24 hours didn't even touch it. You know, you think about Hurricane Katrina and some of the hurricanes that we've had in South Georgia. Those people were displaced for a long time.
Yep. And if you do have advance notice of something like a hurricane, you obviously would put more things in your car. You put more clothes in the car.
Mm-hmm.
What tends to happen is we got great organizations, both federal government, state government, local, as well as Red Cross, that end up being great supporters after that first 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a time period where there is chaos going on, the storm's still coming. That's where you really need to make sure that you've done the things necessary to take good care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. And your family, and your family. So working with Allstate, tell us some tips to help protect the things that matter most. You see people going back in. I found, my old papers or a box. Somebody just told me that they were able to, they had a flood, and they were able to save a box. Just a box of their parents' stuff.
Yeah, and those possessions are so important.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be able to save everything you possibly can. Part of what helps too is making sure that you've got an inventory of things prior to any disaster hitting.
Mm-hmm.
And if nothing else, it'll help you recover and help the insurance claim process go so much smoother. So you can do that in writing everything down on pen and paper. You can do it by taking photos, taking videos. But there's easier and better ways to do it today, and much more secure ways. One of the best ways is Allstate's got an app that we call Digital Locker.
Mm.
So you could download Digital Locker. It'll take you step by step on putting that inventory together, and that will give you all the stuff that was in your home. So if something does happen and you need to kind of recreate that,
mm-hmm.
you'll at least have all of that information in one safe and secure place.
That is awesome. I got to check that out. I think the other big thing, a lot of people learned this lesson in Atlanta when we were having tremendous floods, whether you're in a flood zone or not and whether you're covered.
Yes, absolutely. And this is one of those floods, a great example, because it's something you really need to go spend a little bit of time, have a conversation with your local insurance agent,
mm-hmm.
and talk about the risks that you face in a certain area. And obviously Atlanta faces a lot of them. Including flood. And flood is not covered by standard homeowner policies, but there is a program through the federal government, National Flood Insurance Program, that will give you coverage in case a flood does happen. So you don't want to, after the fact, find that you are uninsured
mm-hmm.
for flood. Have the conversation up front. Make sure that your local agent, you're talking about it. They'll understand what risk you face. They can help make sure you've got the right insurance products to cover the risks that you face.
Absolutely. Great information. Mark, tell people where they can go to get this information and learn more about preparing for a disaster.
Yeah, Tawanda, a great place to go is to allstate.com. We've got a lot of information on them. You can kind of search through the site and find all kinds of things about preparing for specific disasters, as well as putting the emergency kit together, and as well as downloading Digital Locker.
All right, Mark McGilvray, Senior Vice President of Claims at Allstate, thank you so much for getting us prepared for the weather that's coming ahead. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, there are more than 53 million or more than 1 in 4 vehicles on the road with unrepaired safety recalls. Now, we get these all the time. Some of us run to the dealership and get it taken care of, but a lot of us just kind of ignore it. So Deborah Hurstman, President and CEO of the National Safety Council, is here to talk about, vehicle recall programs. We really need to pay attention. How are you this morning, Deborah?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. So talk about this because it's so true. You know, we get recalls all the time.
Yeah, so 1 in 4 vehicles have an open recall. So we do know that a lot of people aren't addressing those recalls. And in Atlanta, you actually saw a 7 percentage point increase in the number of open recalls since last year. So we're heading into that summer travel season. 4th of July is right around the corner. Mm-hmm. When you check your oil before you get on the road to make sure your car's in good working order, you want to check your VIN number, your vehicle identification number. And if you have a cell phone, all it takes is a few seconds to do this. You can find your VIN on the driver's side by the windshield, or when you open your door to check the tire pressure, your VIN is also on that door panel. So check your VIN. You can find out really quickly within a few seconds if you have an open recall.
The website is checktoprotect.org, right?
That's right. If you visit checktoprotect.org and enter in that 17-digit VIN, you can find out within seconds, and it's free. It's easy.
Talk about why the urgency, why this is important.
So it's really important, and I think in particular we're getting on the road and driving a lot during the summertime, but vehicle manufacturers don't issue these recalls lightly.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for convenience. These are safety risks or safety defects, and so we all need to take that responsibility. They're taking the responsibility to issue the recall and repair it for you for free. We've got to take the responsibility to check to see if we have an open recall. I actually found that I had an open recall on one of my vehicles, and I was able to check it that morning to see if there was an open recall. I found one, and by that afternoon, after work, I went in, had an appointment at the dealership, they fixed it, and I was on my way. And that is something that people need to realize, that it's probably something that's a lot easier than they think it is, so they shouldn't put it off, and it's free.
And we need to go to our dealership. You can't just take it to Billy Bob down on the corner, right?
Well, that's right, because Billy Bob's going to want to get paid for his work. But if you go to the dealership, they have the obligation to repair those defects for you for free. And so it doesn't matter if you're the original owner or if you're a secondary or third owner of that vehicle is still covered. And so it's not like a warranty. This is a lifetime thing. If your vehicle has a defect, they have to repair it, and they'll do it for free. Dealers really want you to get in there and do this, and I think kind of closing those open recalls is really important. And we see a lot more open recalls on vehicles that are older than 5 years. And so this is often because they don't take their vehicles to the authorized dealers for maintenance. They might have moved, or they may have purchased a car from another another person or another location that didn't check those VINs for open recalls.
Wow. So older car owners, you need to do the same thing. It doesn't matter, right?
Yes, and actually we see that older cars are more of a concern. When cars are newer, people are much more likely to take them into the dealers, and so those completion rates for recalls are much higher. But cars that are older than 5 years have higher open recalls, a higher number of those. And so in particular, Georgia is a state where it's hot and it's humid, and so there's a lot of focus on those Takata airbags. There's 42 million of them involved in the recall. You want to prioritize those for a repair.
Definitely. Again, you can go to checktoprotect.org. Is it really simple, Deborah?
It is. It's so simple. If you have a phone and you're near your car, you can do this. Even when you're filling up the car at the gas station, it's that quick. Just put that 17-digit VIN in, and within seconds, you'll get a quick report. It's tied into the government's system, NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration system, to verify whether or not there are any open recalls. And you can also find out where your local dealerships are from the Check to Protect tool as well.
So you can take it to any dealership, though, right?
That's right. You can take it. So if you have a Honda, you take it to a Honda dealership.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a Ford, you take it to a Ford dealership. And so as long as you definitely recommend for people to call ahead and make an appointment, because you want to make sure that you can get in and get out quickly. And so they'll be prepared for you, make sure that they have you know, the tools that they need and the equipment that they need to make that repair and do it for you quickly and conveniently.
All right. I'm doing it today. I absolutely am.
Oh, great.
Go to.
Well, you're going
to
get that recall rate in Georgia up for us.
Oh, great. So go to checktoprotect.org, checktoprotect.org. Deborah Hirstman, President and CEO of the National Safety Council, joins us this morning. Thank you so much, because we are all getting ready to get on the road for the 4th of July. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of cars out there.
That's right. There will be. And we want you to stay safe and keep your family safe this summer. So you have a good one. And thanks for getting the word out.
Thank you so much.